Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic. This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
A celebratory day in Toronto with the Blue Jays returning home just got better as the Blue Jays have acquired Jose Berríos from the Twins. He didn't come cheap. Tim McMaster here, along with The Athletic's Blue Jays reporter Caitlin McGrath. And Caitlin, Berríos, the number two option on the market after Max Scherzer. Scherzer ends up going to the Dodgers late Thursday night after all sorts of swirling information around that one, but then Berríos to Toronto. This is a big statement for the Blue Jays.
It is. And honestly, you talk about Max Scherzer being the sort of prized arm on the market, but I actually think Berríos almost works better for the Blue Jays in some ways just because he's a controllable arm. And so they get him for this run here. They're hopefully that he can help them, make a surge for the playoffs. But he's also not a free agent until after next season. So he's going to help the rotation next season. And that's really important for the Blue Jays because they actually have, two guys that could leave in free agency. Robbie Ray, who is having a career year and honestly could be pricing himself out of this market, or he could cost a lot. And also Steven Matz is set to be a free agent as well. And so the Blue Jays are looking ahead here and sort of building out their rotation a little bit for next year, but also hoping that he offers that boost for the rotation this year. And I think that he could easily slot in behind Ryu and Ray, be that really consistent middle rotation arm for them. And sort of a side benefit is that he bumped somebody out of their rotation right now, and they potentially will go to the bullpen. And so whether that's Steven Matz or whether that's Ross Stripling, it gives the bullpen another sort of long man option, which is also going to help that group as well.
I mentioned that he didn't come cheap. When the Blue Jays drafted Austin Martin, number 5 overall, a year ago, it was really a prize pick at that point, a guy that could have gone even higher in the draft. He's number 2 in the system, according to Keith Law, before the deal. He's in this trade along with the number 8 prospect, according to Keith, and that is Simeon Woods Richardson. The Blue Jays must have really wanted Berríos, right? Because those are two guys that I think they considered part of the future, I assume, in Toronto.
Yeah, and the Blue Jays, we always talk about them having such a great farm system. It's really a stacked farm system, and this is them going out there and really using that to their advantage. And so, yeah, you mentioned Martin. He was a guy that the Blue Jays were really lucky to get last year when he dropped to number 5 in the draft, and they happened to be picking at that spot. He is a really athletic player. He looked like he could be a part of the future for this club, but also the Blue Jays are sort of in win now, and you have to sort of balance that idea of what do you do with this offense with Vladdy playing the best he's ever played, with Bo and Cavan and Lourdes Gurriel and all those guys hitting really well. They needed a boost at the pitching, and so that's what they went and did. And, one thing about the Blue Jays farm system is that, yeah, they lost those two guys, and, prospects, sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. It will be years before we find out, if the Twins really got a good deal here or not. But you look at the farm system with the Blue Jays, still have Nate Pearson, still have Alek Manoah, who is in the rotation right now. You still have Gabriel Moreno. You still have Martinez. You still have Alejandro Kirk. There's still Jordan Groshans. There is a lot of still really good players in the Blue Jays farm system. And so that just shows you that even when they lose two of their, top prospects, their farm system still looks like, the envy of a lot of teams around the league.
Yep, and when it's win mode now, you got to make those moves. All right, one more thing, and that is there's a couple hours left as we record this until the deadline. There were rumors about some interest in Trevor Story, other players. Do you think this is it, or do you think they could pull the trigger on another move?
It's hard to say. I mean, sometimes the Blue Jays sort of can surprise us with how aggressive they can tend to be. We saw that earlier in the offseason when they really went out and got George Springer and Marcus Semien and made all those big moves. And so, you know, I think they really want to invest in this team, and I do think a bat would help. Obviously, we heard that they were really interested in Joey Gallo. That would have been a really nice pickup for the team. He went to the Yankees, and then when you see him go to the Yankees and you see the Red Sox dealing and the Rays are out there too, obviously it's a tough division and the Blue Jays want to keep pace here. And so, you know, they got the big get of Berríos. That is, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be a pretty good trade deadline for the Blue Jays. They also added Brad Hand yesterday, who's going to help their bullpen, which is especially an area where they needed it. A bat, I think, would just put it over the top right now. And so, you know, we'll see. There's a little bit longer to go here until the deadline hits. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Blue Jays are still pretty active down to the wire here.
All right. Thank you for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletics headline section for much more on this story. And to hear more, you can also ask your Google assistant to play news from The Athletic. You can also visit theathletic.com/headlinepod. You can save 33% off an annual subscription to The Athletic. As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.